In testimony Wednesday in a Senate committee hearing, Wheeler said the PFAS plan was set to be released next week, but has been pushed back because of the shutdown. The fluorinated PFAS chemicals include PFOA, or C8, which has been detected in water systems in the Ohio Valley. EPA has said the document would recommend whether some of these widely used toxic chemicals used to make nonstick items should be declared hazardous under federal law, or if the EPA should set legally enforceable limits for PFAS in drinking water. But in an exchange with West Virginia Senator Shelley Morcapito, Wheeler refused to say if the agency will take the next step to regulate toxic fluorinated chemicals.
I kind of couldn't tell from your answer whether you're going to be setting a standard in that management plan or not.
We are going to be recommending and moving forward on a number of different areas under a number of different statutes we're looking at on the water side, as well as the CERCLA Superfund side and the TSCA program as well. This is going to be, when it comes out, our management plan, a multimedia approach to dealing with PFAS, PFOA.
So that's a no.
I can't go into the specifics of what's in the management plan because it's currently in interagency
review.
Millions of Americans have been exposed to toxic fluorinated chemicals, which have been linked to some cancers and thyroid problems at very low levels. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.